Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, how y'all doing? How y'all doing today? We back again on a Friday. They call it Friday. We call it the Day of Gathering. And with this particular day, we're going to do some reading so we can plan our next week. This particular day is today to go over all the facts, all the things that basically that we did within this 7 days, and then we go ahead and we correct that. We see what we have done, the plans that we have accomplished, the goals, the short-term goals that we have made, and then we proceed to do a checklist and basically begin to plan in the now but for the future. And then we go with things that's like time management. Time management is things that you manage the time. You go through the 24 hours that's allowed in a day. You get your 8 hours rest, and in that rest time, you have what we call meditation. You start to meditate, and you start to reflect and plan mentally. By that, you relax. You take out all the thoughts. And then you let the vibes come to you. And you go over all the data that you have collected through your senses, through what you have heard, the things that you have said, the things that you have watched, the things you have read, the conversations that you had. You just funnel through that. You take that which you need and discard, throw away the things that you don't need. You sit down and you do the exercises that we have called the AYIM principle, which is a sound, and it's similar to a hum. It goes similar to this. And this particular sound, the I'm or the OM principle, will actually deactivate the tones, the words that's not in tune with your true purpose and your reason of being. So that is an exercise that needs to be done in your rest period, which you now call sleep. We do not sleep, we rest. And in that rest period, we are conscious, and we go into our subconscious, and we start to backtrack, and we start to elevate and ascend, and we will no longer be depressed inside the body. We will rise up and we will come out of the body in our etheric form. So as I teach you these things, you must apply them. Those who heard of this before, that was only a test. Those who tried it, they were not considered to be as test dummies, but they actually got a benefit from the teachings of that now, which you call the past. But now, at this now, for the new you, anytime you see a New York cap is the new you. The empire, the empress, that is the woman's location, where she comes from all around the world, and this is what is established by Lady Liberty, or Ellis Allen. L is Ellis. L is Allen. L is the source. The source is now called, by popular demand, all law, all life, life and nothing else. So as we proceed with this reading, we will go over the days. The word day, D-A-Y, is Y-A-D. Y-A-D is Yad. Yad means the hand, the helping hand, the movement. You have the arm, you have the hand, you have the leg, you have the, what they call the navel for the Navy. You got my arm for the arm, the different organs, the heart. You have different things that you need to know. This is just not a neighborhood thing. It's a global community. And now you're getting the global information so you can be informed and inform and become and deal with architecture, agriculture, and start building and understand your purpose. A scientist, as a farmer, as a mother, teaching your duplication. It is the womb man who must step up and be in the forefront. But before you can do that, you must learn. So the first day is Grandmother's Day. That day starts on what they call now the sun. The sun took on two meanings. It took on the bright light that shines in the darkness. If bright light shines in the darkness is still present. It's just that you're not aware of it because the bright light caused chaos and confusion. And the con and the fusion led you into what we call illusion. Instead of being illuminated, you were tricked by the word called tricknology. Ology is the study of tricks. And this is one who went dual or opposing, and that was the mutation that is called from, but they put it as the word men, M-E-N. The word M-E-N is a derivative from the word M-I-N. M-I-N means from. The from goes to the order. The natural order is that men from or man, that which came from was the womb man who she comes from, the host, which is called Angelic Realm. So the first day is Grandmother's Day, giving her the grands, the great grands, and any greater than you can imagine, giving her their props forevermore. The next day is Mother's Day, giving those present mothers the title, the word title, T-I-T-L-E is the word elite, giving them the elite status on the planet. Mother's Day, Grandmother's Day first, Mother's Day, and then we have Door Towards, which they now call Daughter, to represent doubter. So you say, how's my doubter doing? My doubter, this is my doubter. That was a trick in words, a trick in sounds and tones, with a definition to give you no reason and purpose. So we give you back that on three. The third day, three represents emphasis. It applies to the three different, what we call, realms of solid, liquids, and gases, putting you back on your what we call your chair, which represents you as the etheric gases people inside the body, the womb man. So then we have what we call Children's Day, the fourth day. Four represents culture. To make manifest something, to grow something, it has to be cultivated. It has to have the right ingredient. You cannot put a seed on a rock and think it's going to grow, because the roots won't have its tentacles to absorb the many nutrients and minerals that it needs to feed in meiosis. So we have what we call the Children's Day, the day is called duplication. Because the children are the duplication of the mother. So in the Children's Day, right, until you can get that feeling of duplication, you have the original, which is that as same as the mother, and then you have what we call the mutation, which is that which we call for man. And this mutation, right, can metamorphosis to many things, but their first priority is not to be a servant to anyone, but a savant to their creator. The creator, the word creator means to grow. So this savant is subservient to their creator, which is their mother. Now, the mother, right, must first learn these things. That's why we're going through this now. So you have Grandmother's Day, Mother's Day, right? You have Door Towards, D-O-O-R, Towards, right? And the reason we say Door Towards, because she is the one who ushered in the new souls, which is actually really called style, but we'll keep it soul so you won't get too lost. So now, because the word soul is the word lose or loss. And this is why they changed it from sal, which is L-A-S with lasting, and soul, which means L-O-U-S, which means lose. So we go from Grandmother's Day, Mother's Day, Door Towards Day, the one that ushers in the new souls, and then the Children's Day, which is the duplication day, right? And then from there, we skip to the economical part, which is the eco cycle, the things that we use these days as barter. And we go through that which was given to us, and then we start to create our own barter system, our own way of dealing with this economy. And the way we deal with the economy as we live for and by and with each other, by way of combining our forces and becoming a network, working together, a net, N-E-T. This is where you get the word 10, and from 10 you get the decimal 0 and 1, and then you go back into the original order of things. So we go from Grandmother's Day, Mother's Day, Daughter's Day, Duplication Day, which is called Children's Day, and then we go to the Economical Day. And then from there we go to what we call the Day of Gathering. And the Economical Day, we pull out our bills, our utility bills, our mortgages, our rents, and we start to look and see what's going on for real. As a group of people, as a networking, as a new nation, as a new you. And that happens on what they call today Thursday. Thursday from the word Thor. Thor from the word mighty and strength that was given or created by those who created the language of Greek. So now we go to Friday, Friggin's Day. The word Friday is from the word Friggin's Day, right, which is a deity or god to the Europeans, as they say. But this Friday, we're changing it to with the Day of Gathering, which in our history, right, the timeline, which is a short timeline that you can see, history is our high story, our heritage. It was called Juma, the Day of Gathering, before the concept of I Self, Lord and Master, or Islam, as they teach it now, is not how it was in its original form. In its original form, it was pure, and the word pure is the same word as holy. It was pristine. It was unadulterated. It was not mixed, watered down. It was spoken in the language of what we call Quraysh. That was the word, that was the writing, and that was given to what we call Ahmed. But they changed it, they switched it, they duplicated and gave you a false version of that which is already in our DNA. So this is Juma. And then after Juma, what we have, right, after Juma, right, then we have the Sabbath day, right? And the Sab, it means, the word Sab means seven, right? And Bayith is the word for woman, which we give everything back to you for your glory, for your joy, for your honor, for our loyalty as your creatures on earth, because you were given the ability to procreate. And with that, you gave substance, you gave strength, you gave intellect, you gave what you are. You duplicated yourself, original, and then you created another subversion of you, beneath you, to observe and do the things that you wouldn't have to do. So after we go to the Sabbath, right, then we go back to the first day, which is Grandmother's Day. So in time, you'll find out that Grandmother's Day, the word grandmother, is the word mother means home. And it goes back into that sound of So while observing through the senses, seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, and feeling, and activating your extrasensory perception, you will be able to analyze, detect, protect that soul that's in that body by doing the right things, and these right things is called rituals. So the first thing that we learned today is time management, and the 7 days that is called preferred or perfection, to shun and prefer. To shun those things that's not necessary in our building. To destroy those things that's not necessary of our high supreme status here on and in the planet Earth. So we will continue with that with the reading. We will start the reading off. We will start this reading off with chapter 24, and he frowned. Abasa, Abasa. He frowned. He, Ahmed, which he called Prophet Muhammad, Abasa, he frowned and turned away when the blind man Abdul ibn Maktoum came to him and disturbed him while he, Muhammad, was conversing with the chiefs of the tribe of Quraysh. And what will make you, Ahmed, perceive that perhaps he, Abdullah ibn Maktoum, came to you for guidance to make him calm, to purify himself, or that Yatak Tadakir, he, Abdul ibn Maktoum, remembers the fact and al dhikr, which means the remembrance, that may benefit him. As for him, Walid ibn al-Makhtar, who seeks to be rich, you, Ahmed, gave him your attention. And it is not your responsibility if he, Walid ibn al-Makhtar, does not purify himself. But as for him, Abdullah ibn Maktoum, who comes to you, Ahmed, striving earnestly, and he, Abdullah ibn Maktoum, dreads, and you, Muhammad, were indifferent to him. Nevertheless, now surely it, the Quran is to be tahkarat, or remembered. Whoever pleases may dakhara, or remember from it, mukharramat, on it, the shuhuf, the pages, the enuma elish, the gigamesh, epic, the etana, adafa, the nagar and aristokar, the descent of ishtar, the atra hasid. These are exalted and pure and are all scriptures, and by the add the hand of the great scribes, Zaka, which is called Adam, Seth, Adapha, Chanawik, Abraham, or Ibrahim, who were given the Sahuf, the pages, who were given Kareem, generous, and Barak, virtuous. So damned be the Enosites, the people, how ungrateful he is, concealing that which he knows to be fact. Do the Enosites know from what Shay, which means what thing, he, Kelak, created him? From a life germ, Nipfet, which is called semen. He, not we, created him. So Kadarahu formed him in measured stages, which is called evolution. Then made his asabil, his path, easy in his life. Then he brings him unto death and assigns him tombs or graves. Then it pleases him. He will raise him to life again. Nevertheless, the Enosite has not done what he has ordered him. So let Alan Sand, the Enosite, look at his food, of that which the planet, earth, and how it was provided. Surely we, the Anunnaki, the Elohim, pour down water, which you call rain, very heavily. Then we, the Elohim, clear the planet, Tamat, so that it may yield. And we, Elohim, cause grain to grow in it, and Idnab, grapes, vineyards, and Kadeb, pastures, and Zatun, olives, and Nakhil, palm dates, and dents, Hadika, orchards. And fakhirat, fruits, and abba, herbage. It is a grace for you all and your cattle, the abba. I just want to say to those who have to leave, please visit again and take your time to learn, go back to the things that were said, and make that a reality in your life. Resurrect your soul for the time of the Elohim, teaching the Elohim the truth so that Elohim can go back and teach all the people on the planet. It is the grace for all of you and your cattle or your animals. So when our Sakat, the defending blast, comes, it's blasted by the Elohim Raphael. On that day, each person will flee from his own Aki, which means brothers, and his own, his mother, and his ad, father, and his sahabat, female companion, his girlfriend, and his banim, his children. For on that day, all beings in command, all persons will be concerned only with themselves. On that day, some Guruju, their faces will be shining, joyous and happy, and Dakha laughing with cheerfulness. And some faces will be covered with Gavara, dust, and be gloomy. Katara, dark dust. Shabbat Shalom. shall cover them. Those are the ones of you who conceal what they know to be facts. They are Fajara, Amaro, Sotokalal, and Azim. We're going to continue this with the 25th chapter, which is called El Qadri, which is the power. It says, begin all prayers and thinking by using the name of the source, Allah, Rahman, who is most merciful. The Quran sent down in the 19th shadow hour period of the Lailatul Al-Qadr, which is the shadow hour of power. And this hour of power is better than 1,000 of your months. And all the Ma'li Qasihi with Al-Ruhu, Murda, who came down by the 10 of their sustainer, peace, envelope, the shadow hour. It says, surely we sent it, the Quran, to Muhammad in the shadow hour period of power, the 19th shadow hour in the period of the month called Ramadan. And by what means would you receive? It says, Ma, what the shadow hour period of power is. It is called Laylat Al-Qadr. The shadow hour period is the power is better than Alif Shahr or 1,000 months. All of Al-Malikat, the angelic messengers, the Elohim, came down to Ki, also called Al-Ard, the planet Earth, and the Ruhu Murdoch, Michael, soul by the izin or the permission of the Rab, who is called Allah, who is in control of all things. We say salam or peace, envelope it, surrounded it. This is the exalted shadow hour period. And to the signal of Al-Fajr, which is called daybreak. And I believe that's what I will continue to call the show. We will dedicate that particular time. This particular time, we will call it daybreak. We will call it daybreak. So I will continue this series calling it the daybreak, to represent the 19th day of Ramadan. So we will call it the daybreak. Okay? So I'm just going to write that down. This is how we move and groove. From this day, it's called daybreak. The word shahor, it means eating before breakfast. Skipping breakfast and eating before. We do everything ahead of that. People are taking our information. They have taken our lifestyle and they try to use it for commercial value, not giving the real what it is. So we will do with that right there. Okay, so now it says chapter 26 is called Al-Shams. Okay? Now the word Shams means the sun. The sun, as I told you before, is a visitor. The only reason it illuminates, because it's darkness. The darkness allowed it to shine. But in the darkness, it created chaos to those who didn't follow the rules, hold on to the rope, extend themselves, and do the many things. So it was invaded. The light was invaded and got split up between those who were considered to be agreeable and those who were disagreeable. The ones that were disagreeable, the light was considered to be amber light. And the ones that was agreeable, it was considered to be green light. So here we go, our chance, which means the sun. It says, begin all prayers and thinking by using the name of the source, Allah, the Rahman, who is most merciful. The sun and its radiance. The shams, the sun, and dua. The word dua, D-U-H-A-A, it means radiance. And the kamar. Kamar means the moon, when it follows after it. So you have the sun, and then you have the moon following after the sun, which is in the gravitational part. The moon was once part of the earth, right, that got knocked off by what they call a meteorite, but the meteorite was actually a spaceship. But this information is just, it's not told to you, but now it will be told, and we'll go into that maybe in this episode or down the road. It says the sham and its dua is radiant, and the kamar, the moon, when it follows after it, and the har, daytime, afternoon, when it is frightened by it, and the layo, the shadow hour period, when it screens it, and al-sama, which disguise, and the ma, what built it, and the key, the earth, also called tamat, and ma, what landscaped it, and the nafs, N-A-F-S, the spirit, the person, and ma, what sawa, perceived it. So he, al-hab-maha, inspired it, the spirit to overstand its fujur, the wickedness, and its trembling at the mention. He who purifies it, his spirit, has certainly become al-fal, or prosperous. And certainly he, Kaaba, who buries it, his spirit has certainly failed. Because of Tamar's excessive transition, they called him Selah, a Khazab, a liar. And when the inner sight of Tamar raised up back to life amongst themselves, the Ashtra, most wretched leader, Jinda ibn Umar, to kill the she camels. So Allah's Rasul, Selah, came to them. Do not harm Allah's El-Nakhat, or she-camel. Leave her to water and Sakhya, graves. But they, the Enosites of Tamad, call the one sent a Selah, a liar, and slaughtered the she-camel. So their sustainer, who was Rab, pressed them from the Zanab, their guilty act, and leveled it, the ground, which was called Tamud. And he does not fear the Uqbah, the consequences of such a destruction. That was chapter 26. Which is called Al-Shams, which is called the sun. So now we're going to go to one more chapter. which is called El Baruj. Baruj. It's called El Baruj, right? And it represents the zodiac. It says, oh, begin all prayers and thinking by using the name of the source of love, the Rahman, the most merciful. The heavenly sky is the source of El Baruj. The source is the watcher. So it says, El Sama. The word Sama means heavenly sky, the possessor, the source of the sign of El Baruj. Baruj is the zodiac. El Baruj is also called Nibiru. And by El Makhfud, the promised day, the day of his return, the watcher, the astronomer, and that which is Mashud, watched, Nibiru, the companion of the pit, the king of Yemen, Dul Nawas, the last Himyarite, the king of Yemen, and his kingdom killed the faithful for making pits. And kindling the fuel which burned the Enosites of Najran and forced them to renounce their faith. When they and the Enosites squatted around it, the fires, and they were shahud, they watched of what they did. They tortured to the Mukminin. The word Mukminin means faithful, the Enosites of Najran. And they, the king of Yemen, Dul Nawas, and his Enosites, only tortured them because they were faithful to El Aziz, which means the mighty source, which goes by the name of Allah, the one who will, the one who all gratitude is due, to him who belongs rulership of the summer watch, the skies, and the planet Earth called Tamat Ki El Ard. And Allah is the Shaheed, is the watcher of all things. Surely those who persecuted the faithful men and the faithful women and then did not repent, for them will be a pain. It's called Jahannam, which is purgatory. And for them there is the torture of burning pain on their skin. Surely they are Jannat, beneath which rivers flow, for those who are faithful and work to perfect their beings, to work to perfect themselves. This is a great effort or achievement. Inna, which means surely, Batsha, the grip of your wrath sustainer, verily is terrible. Shadid, or forceful. Surely he creates everything and has the power to bring everything back to life. He is Al-Ghafar, which means the forgiver, and Al-Wadud, which means the compassionate, the possessor of the Al-Ash, and Majid, the throne of glory. He does what he wants and has not the hadith tales of Al-Jadun, the armies come to you, of the Pharaoh and the mud. In fact, those who conceal what they know is true are only liars, and the source of Allah encompasses them on every side. In fact, it is a glorious Quran in the guarded law, which is the tablet as Inumu Elish, Sadaqallahu Al-Azim. So with that, we're going to say a prayer. We're going to say the Fatiha, which we're going to start off by saying the protection, A'udhu Billahi Min Shaitani Ar-Rajim, Bismillahi Ar-Rahmani Ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmani Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmuddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Idino Sirat el Mustaqim. Siratu al-Ladina and Amta Alehim. Gairu Mahtubi Alehim. Walab Dorneen. Amin. Sadaqallah al-Azim. And we're going to say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, so shall it be. What we're going to do now, we're going to actually, we're going to switch books. And we're going to go to what we call the Holy Tablets. And we will go with that. How y'all doing today? Okay, yeah, you got to study. There's so many inventions that was given. Actually, today, what we're going to do, because today is the day of gatherings. Today is what they call Friday. So what we're going to do, we're going to actually read we're going to go into my books, because I do have publications that's coming out. And yes, I do need assistance to help. You know, I am considered to be a rat. We're going to go through this, and I believe, yeah. We're going to go through this. It's called We Still on El Kalaku, which means the creation. And we're going to start here. We're going to start here with basically tablet one. And we're going to chapter one, 54 verse. And then I ask you, why do you not trust him? For he is El, that is trustworthy. If you say that you love him, why do you not strive towards him? And if you say you are sensible, then why do you not tremble at the mention of Allah? Why you don't mention the facts of the Elohim? Who's teaching the Elohim so that Elohim could be that 144,000 that teach the, not just the world, but the globe. Okay? So it says, surely it is the Elohim who have been appointed to be your caretaker and has appointed the anointed ones. This appointment of the Anu was done by the All within the All, and the appointment of the Anointer was done by the Most High, both being your Wains and the All. It is He who has transformed from Ethereum into flesh, now embodied in a body, and then returns at will to Ether. He was the appointed El Elohim, the Allah, who saw the confusion which was caused by the fusion of your emotions. The collision of your emotions in this solar system came into being as time passed. It has become known emotionally as that which is right to do and that which is wrong to do. Those who agree and those who disagree. The act that is good and the act that is evil. Thus the birth of will also confusion arose, and this stubbornness was felt in his heart. Out of divine love and great concern with compassion and caring, he began to call out and order all the blessed and the chosen, all the children of the Elohim, the Ethereans, who incarnated in the form of an angel, which is known mainly as Elohim. Today, those who strive to be natural, as known by those who call ancient Egyptians, he ordered them to incarnate in his spirit with the responsibility for this now desolated solar system. It was here that life of all kinds and spiritual beings lived and thrived. Those extraterrestrials, those sky dwellers who came to this planet, now called Earth, be they extraterrestrials, angels, angelic beings, or be they of the terrestrial, that is, of this planet Earth, the land dwellers, and even those who came on land from the deep sea, and these species, all of which were agreeable people and disagreeable people. They did tread to and fro on the earth's surface, the ground, and swam in the sea, and flew in the skies of the planet Earth. But by the disorder of these disagreeable species was destruction. It was destruction by the meteorites caused, and that caused the light of the sun, the original sun, to be hidden by what we call a dust cloud. The daylight had gone where pure light was pure light once was, and no light reigned. Void was on the surface of the deep. Now, ordering his spirit beings to hover above the surface of the deep, while the great spirit prepared for the reconstruction of this now desolate place, it was to be a great replenishing, yet not without fault, for life does dwell beneath the deep. A rejuvenation and another chance was in the heart and mind of the Most Holy Spirit. So, one was selected from amongst the many to be the guardian over these beings, to be born to be El Rahman, the merciful, to be born to be El Rahim, the yielder, to be born to be El Hakim, he who is of the wise, to be born to be El Kadus, he who is the Holy One, to be born to be El Rauf, he who is the kind, to be born to be he who is the establisher of peace, he who is the peace, El Salam, he who is the faithful, to be born the faithful, the one and only sustainer of the solar system. And when my soul has spoken it to me and has confirmed in me, in my heart and my mind, glory be to the patient sailor, Asabor. Glory be to the seer and the basir. Glory be to Allah, he who is the withholder, as Mani. Glory be to the substance, El Tayyum. Glory be to he who is the righteous, El Bar. Glory be to Allah, he who is the healer, El Shafi. Glory be to the first, El Alwal. Glory be to the honorer, El Mu'iz. Glory be to the evident, El Dahar. Glory be to Allah, Anu, He who is sufficient. Glory be to Elyon, Elyon El, He who is the protector. Glory be to El Musawir, El Ilo, He who is the fashioner. And glory be to the helper. And glory be to the one, El Wahid. Glory be to the only one. And glory be to the prevailing, El Muqaddir. Glory be to the deferred, El Muqaddir. Glory be to the forerunner, El Muqaddim. Glory be to the distressor, El Dar. Glory be to the light, El Nur. Glory be to El Yahuwah, He who is the beneficent, Selah. Glory be to the watcher, El Raqib. Glory be to the glorious, El Majid. Being one of the Elohim, He is called Anun, the source. He is the son of Anshar and Kizar, the chosen son who is the faithful. Oh, Anunnaki, He who has descended into and around me, guide me in all that I do. Help me that I may help the humans. Let me speak from your head and not try to speak from my own. Let me care from your heart and not try to care from my own. Let me see from your eyes and not try to see from my own. I, Melchizedek, known in tone as Yanun, El Kut, Asaisa, El Hadi, El Mahdi, Manubi, Rahfat, Raboni, Yashu, El Hadi, who is Malachi Ziyah of today. I am to serve you, not rule. Make me of the best of your servants. I am sent to fix that which is broken. I incarcerated from time to time for those who are in need of my presence in the flesh. I am an angelic being. I am a Elohim. As the Elohim began to teach the Elohim and restore their soul, this is what I came to do. I am Gabriel, I am from what we call Enlil, ruler of the sky, came to resurrect, came on a mission, reconnaissance, to bring back those Elohim so we can continue our journey to restrain those Enosites who have went off the course and have now become trapped in our own inventions, which is called the computer, the decimal of the zero and the ones, which was the manifestation of what we call the positive effect from our negative or our, what you call, minus from the earth, from the unseen to the seen. So now we begin chapter 2, which is called the beginning. We have just read the holy tablets. We have just completed in our many different episodes, tablet or chapter 1. And now we're in chapter 1, tablet 2, which is called the beginning. It says, in the very beginning was the word. Nothing would exist if a new Elyon, Elyon didn't create it. And nothing was created except by the way of Allahu Akbar. He was and is and will be the intellect, which is also called right knowledge, right wisdom, and right understanding. He was not always the green solar light, but created himself into a green light to be a witness of his creation as El Elo, El Rab, the sustainer of glory, illuminating the green light of Michael from himself to Ruth. highest of all the rabbits of the Anunnaki and Elohim of the crystal essence, which is the splendor of beauty. The crystal essence became divided into two parts. One was extremely pure and luminous. However, the other appeared to the vision of the intellect to be inferior to the first. The first was called light, the pure green light, the light of the Anunnaki, or also called serve those agreeable beings. And the second was called fire, the impure amber light, the light of the Anunnaki or cherubim, those disagreeable beings. Of the first is to come noble and superior individuals, the soul of the news bearers, the apostles, El Messiah, El Mahdi, El Mujaddin, and the people of the right hand. All agreeable things are created from the green light of the benefit belonging to the Anunnaki, Yahwehian seraphim, and did manifest green. But in time, as the iron replaced the magnesium molecule, the pure melanin was lost. Thus the green turned to rust. Of the second, the fire was created, malevolent beings, the Illuminati, which are the jinns and the disagreeable Anunnaki, the disagreeable Yahwehians, who are the cherubim, which are a race of disagreeable Anunnaki who are created before Zaka. Those are followers of Tanish, of Shekher, the Luciferian. One third of these beings from Ilium were cast from their home in the 19th galaxy Ilium, where the Akasha records are kept, as opposed to the Sajil, where the Azaric records are kept, to make a new home in the Arion. Arion star constellation. The cycles. The first cycle was a dot in the universe. Then that dot became a line. The line became a wall. And the wall became a square. And thus you have geometry. It was created and dimensions were formed. When the Elohim of 360 degrees of being split into two beings of 180 degrees each. If the male child is agreeable, the female twin counterpart is disagreeable. If the female is agreeable, the male twin counterpart is disagreeable. The one must conquer the other. In this way was the disagreeable being created, calling them twins. The creation of the Luciferians, also called the Jinns, was the end of the first cycle. The beginning of the second cycle was a half diameter of 7,000 years, in which you have what you call and the angelic beings being they agreeable cherubim or disagreeable cherubim. They, the race of Nuktas, were cast down and made to dwell on the second plane. El Elo, which is the source, gave them rules and comfort until the end of the second rule, or the 14,000 years after their creation. At the beginning of the third cycle, you have the disagreeable cherubims, the agreeable seraphims, both of which are called the Yahwehans or Jehovahs. And also you have the Adamites, which took 7,000 years. After that, the Nuktas began to do disagreeable acts and disobey. So El Elo, the head Yahweh, the source, commanded them, Nuktas, also called Lucifer, was an extra being on Terah, or what you refer to as extra Terah astral or extraterrestrial. The Luciferians came out of a group of extraterrestrial beings called the Yahwehs, sometimes called Yehovahs. The Luciferians would interfere with the beings on this planet called Earth and pass themselves off as gods. The Luciferians, also taking their independence, were allowed to work with the Jehovahs together at one time to conquer certain portions of this planet. But one such Luciferian named Hallel, son of Shakar, wanted to rule all the stars of the heaven, meaning all the Yahwehs. Leviathan, or the Luciferians, have been trying to gain control over this planet for thousands of Earth years. They are called the Sex Spirit Force, also called Planet. They are able to seduce and deceive all those with desires on Earth, turning lust to luster, thereby attracting and controlling all with it, as Nicobar was seduced by Leviathan, the power of lust. It is the death of divinity and the birth of mortality. This is why the Intergalactical Confederation quarantined the planet, because if enough entities were looking for freedom from the control of the Luciferians, the Intergalactical Confederation would remove those forces from the Earth. Yet humans love to lust and lust to love, expressing energy and motion, overextending their emotions, bringing about their spiritual death. There is a group called Satanists who are not the same as the Luciferians. Their other names are Divines and Nahashkets or Kenis. These Satanists are more sadistic than the Luciferians and are also called Nuktas, which simply Satan spelled backwards. They are also called Shayatahim. They are supplanted they have supplanted themselves in every facet of life you can think of, and now they have you naming yourself after them. The Satanists seek mind control and dominance, while the Luciferians seek control of your energy. They are best described as vampires who draw energy from others, called Dracula, Dracos, Dragos, or serpent dragons called the Leviathan. These Luciferians are from a planet called Mount Death, the 11th planet. This planet called Earth has Luciferians and Yahwehs, and some of them are disagreeable Elohim. They don't usually work together. However, they will come together if there are common interests. They were the original 420 elders. There were 12 ex-Luciferians, the dissatisfied, and the other 12 were agreeable deniers. That's why you have 12 satisfied and 12 dissatisfied. Shakar subjected all of them. The Jehovahs, called Luciferians, came to the chastisement and prediction. except the weak ones of the family of the Elohim. These he pardoned and has appointed them Halashi to be the governor and granted them a new law called religion. It was other than the Wapo, which is sound right reasoning. When the cycle elapsed, the wicked sons of Tarnish blasphemed and committed disagreeable acts because their nature was intended to be recalcitrant or to show defiance. Anum, Ilium, Ilium El, the Most High, sent Murdoch, the son of Inki, and Tina, who is Michael F., and the agreeable being, admonished them and advised them. However, it was in vain. Murdoch was sent because he knew their nature, having been a disagreeable twin of his sister Balak, who was agreeable. So in the beginning of the fourth cycle of the 7,000 years, you have seraphims, cherubims, and humans, later called humans. But they agreeable or disagreeable. You see, the cycle is broken into fours. When these disagreeable beings were cast out, one third of them was put from the 19th galaxy Ilium with Tarnish. Now you have the sun. You have 10 planets. You have Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Titan, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, which are the calculations of the planet. However, you shall know the truth. Now let me continue. You have the sun and the planets Mercury, Venus, and Earth. Earth is the third planet from the sun, which is 93 million miles away. And the 93rd attribute of Allah is El-Nur, meaning the light. The sun is the light, the 93rd attribute, and the number 93 million miles is the distance that is no coincidence. The sun is the bright morning star. The circumference of the planet Earth, which is the circle around it, is 24,896 miles. That varies because as you should know, the planet expands and contracts seasonally. This is a universal equinox and an earthly equinox. There is a universal equinox and an earthly equinox. The planet Earth goes around the sun called solar, which is the center of the solar system, 65 and 300 Earth days. This varies because the hours in a day are not always 4 and 20, but can be 3 and 20 hours, 6 and 50 minutes, 6 seconds, and others. You would calculate that as one day, which in reality it varies. The moon moves around the planet 54,300 Earth days. Again, the moon cycle varies, and you call that one lunar year. So now, you have this motion of the moon around the planet and your planet around the sun. And you have this whole galaxy or solar system, central solar, with systematic bodies moving around it. It moves around a larger mass every 24,000 Earth years, and of course, that varies in an equinox. So your equinox varies from 24,000 to 24,896. The planet called Earth positions itself in the location of the revolution of Earth in the year 1970. which is the end of the third cycle, as you know it, the end of the moon cycle of water and the birth of the sun cycle, also the birth of this writing set to renew the earth's history. So that's a lot of affirmation for your information to inform your actions, so you won't be emotionally thinking and will think on a level of intellectual intellect. So the intellect will tie you to your spiritual connection. So this is not a test. This is the real. This is the renewing of our history that was proclaimed in the year 1970, many before you were reborn, and those who are now returning as what we call Mukminun, Mukminetti, or what we call duplication. No longer do we call them children. So if you hear somebody say, my child, my this, you say, my child, my frozen, my daughter, my doubter. We need to take those ways and give it back to those who taught you that in the public and private schools. We need to go ahead and get with the language. We didn't go over the alphabet today, but you can see the A, D, and you can see the rest on it. So we're not going to go through that today, but it's up there. Take a snapshot, do the research, and learn what you need to learn, because this is not I'm saying it's not a game, but the word game is the word jamming. The word jamming is the word Juma. The word Juma is the word gathering. So it is a gathering, but it's not as you would think. There's something that you can take and just use it and don't come together, because you're going to be put away. Now, the information that I'm giving you is just straight, but like I said, I'm going to go over a couple of things just to show you that there's more to be added to what I cannot just say it all. I want to give you the information. I want to give you so you have the information so you can recreate yourself. You can grow a different way. You can teach your creation, which is your duplication. You know, both the original duplication. If you're a womb man, then the little womb man is your original. If you are a womb man and it is a mutation, they have a different function. They have a different function. They have a different respond and ability. Ability to respond to different things. You know, they are your protectors, your guidance. They are your, what they call, when you have a piece of paper that has lines on it, right, and then they have those red lines, those are guidelines. That's a rule paper. When you have rituals and certain things that must be done, those are the ones that must continue to be ruling. So they are rulers. You see, those are the ones that will protect you. They are not your servants. This here, the Elohim was the servants. The Elohim is the savant. Is a difference. Look up the word savant. Look up the word servant. And then you'll find that. But we got the 120. We're going to end this right now. And I got something else for y'all a little bit in a minute. But we got to end this right now. So you say, I say peace to y'all.
I know.